93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If I had to guess,
construction.
I think most people like money, right?
I do.
They like the idea of growing their money.
I tend to.
Yeah. Right? It's a thought.
A lot of people seem to.
So investing money, Jake?
Investing isn't a good idea. At DWE Generations, a marked name for Dave Darlington, Russell Walton, Cody Eiler at Northwestern Mutual, they can help you make money.
They do an incredible job. Obviously, like that. So, David, that's son of George Darlington. That's David.
You may know George Darlington.
You may know George Darlington.
This is his son.
Yes, and that's why George is living life really well right now, because David got George hooked up at an early age in investments.
George, one of the best assistant coaches in the history of college.
I think he won the most games ever as an assistant coach. I think George Darlington is the number one winningest assistant coach ever, and that's what David took his work ethic from. So, yes, I worked directly with David on this. So, yeah.
You did. Worked directly with George.
With George also.
Both Darlington.
Yes, absolutely.
You worked directly with George Darlington.
Yes.
A lot of your knowledge comes directly from George.
100%. My mentor.
They work with individuals, families, and business owners to help make smart financial decisions that support life today and set the foundation for generations. Contact them at 402-483-7871. Ask for David, Russell, or Cody with DWE Generations, also with Northwestern Mutual.
Free consultation also.
Is that right?
Just call that number.
The number again is 402-483-7871.
Stop by, meet the team, free consultation. Sit down, they'll have a chance to visit with you. It'll be incredible.
What's David like? Is he like his dad?
What's that? Yeah, very much so. Yeah, very much
I sat with him at the wedding.
Yeah. Oh, he was there.
Yeah, he has more of a filter. Probably more of a filter. George doesn't. George can fire some funny things out there.
Yeah. He can.
Yeah. George is awesome.
He's a hoot.
He's a hoot.
Yeah, yes. He was nice. I enjoyed him.
You know what I like about George? Oh, we're talking about George. David.
Oh, well, I'm talking about
George has opinions. He's opinionated.
He does see things.
Very opinionated. Yes. I like that. I like people who are opinionated. Yes.
Unfortunate news, Bill, here from the text line.
What's this?
You asked about the knotty pine.
Yeah, the pine? Yes.
Got a text here. This is going to potentially ruin your day.
Me it's getting torn down.
Says the answer, no, the knotty pine is still closed, and they sold all the coolers, so probably not going to open back up anytime soon. Sad times in the Berg, but Bill should stop in the new bar on the south side of town called 386 Tap Room. Very nice. But not the atmosphere that the Pine had in Petersburg.
Yeah, I'm not down on the new place at all, but I based my driving around going through Petersburg
and stopping at
Knotty Pine.
When you were
what's that?
When was this?
Anytime in my life, if I'm heading in that direction.
You lived over there, right?
Yeah, and if we decide to go up to our cabin, if we decide to not go through Creighton, that's the route you take.
Go Petersburg.
And it's my favorite route to take, and you go through Petersburg, yeah. And then Knotty Pine, you just whip in. I mean, it's right there.
The Knotty Pine, they sold their coolers.
Not good.
Not a good sign for
a comeback. Not a good sign for a comeback. I'm telling you right now, you walk in, we kind of want to take this place back over. We're the coolers. Well, we sold those.
Mm.
Not good.
Petersburg is famous. There's a famous boxing family from there. The guy that was texting will verify this immediately. The Pelster Boys.
The Pelsters.
Respond back. The texter, please.
The Pelster Boys. Multiple Pelster Boys. A little older than me, so I never had to deal with them, but they were, saw them.
Did you ever box in Petersburg?
I don't think we ever fought in Petersburg.
What's that, 8 miles north of Albion, about would you say?
I don't know.
So I think it is.
You would know more than I do.
It's about what it is, yeah.
I've never been up in that. I've been that way.
It's in the Albion area for sure.
No, there's no doubt about that.
Please weigh in from Petersburg if you know the Pelster Boys. There was at least three of them, and they were hard to deal with.
Yeah, well, I didn't know about the Pelster Boys. I would. Golden Gloves.
Yes, they were 100% Golden Gloves.
Another texter says this. First time texter ever to the show. This is Husker Marv. How are you guys not having Dana Altman coming in for an interview right now? Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Is there high demand? I know we have
you've
power,
offended
but not
him.
That kind of offend him. Well, because Jake's upset him.
Told him to eat a clock.
Yeah. The next thing is also is that I just would never ask on game day that to come on a radio show would be that I just wouldn't ask. That.
Allow me to play Babe in the Woods.
And
why
not? I know on game day you'll see some. You know, sometimes on whatever the actual game day with Herb Street, you'll see one of the coaches come on for that. That does happen. But that would be a lot to ask for someone to come on game day to come over. If they would have got in yesterday or something, maybe been a chance at that. So I agree with that. I would just never ask on game day.
Because they're preparation.
Yeah, you're kind of, like I said, yeah, it's kind of a game
basketball,
mode.
How much, I always wonder about that, the difference between basketball and football. It has to be, not that profound. I've heard Fred talk about preparation for certain teams that's a bear, like, that it's hours and hours of prep.
Yeah, there's certain things that they're done, especially defensively, of what you're going to do and how you're playing, different looks that they have and different things that they do.
Yep.
But everyone has a lot of carryover to it. It's less in one aspect, no matter how you cut it. It's 5-on-5. It's not 11-on-11.
People.
And so, and then you really don't run into, you run into some shot clock things you have to be able to deal with. Hey, we have 2-3 seconds left on the shot clock. What's our play we're going to run, or the end of half we're going to run? But not as many clock situations go on probably as much as there is in football. But there's just way more scenarios in football.
How about Ron? I bet you Ron, I mean, you had to steer through. I don't remember a lot of out-of-bounds plays.
Like, he had
to defend them, and you had to get yours. It was tedious.
That's a lot.
It was tedium.
What do you think you had for inbounds plays under the basket? I'm going to say we had 5.
I was saying 3.
3, yeah. And probably 5 might be a little bit much. It'd be more like, this is what we're going to run. But you had different, and it was a big deal to try to, you know, when are we trying to get the ball inbounds? When are we trying to score?
Yeah, they're trying to get me to score.
Yeah, to get you the ball, clear out, one of those things. Yeah.
We did have some response.
To Pelsters?
Yeah, we did. Quite a bit, actually, here.
No way.
Right. The person that was said the 90 Pines closed says the Pelster brothers are legends. 13 miles north of Albion is Petersburg.
Okay, 13. Okay, I thought it was 8.
Jordan from Wilbur says he went to college with a Pelster.
Jeez.
Yeah. Eric and Hickman says this. My friends and I took boxing lessons from the Pelsters when we were kids in Albion.
Wow.
They were good Golden Gloves fighters back in the late 70s, early 80s.
They were rugged.
How about that?
They were rugged.
Pelsters. We brought the Pelsters. What if we get the Pelsters on? Wouldn't mind doing an interview
still around the area?
Yeah, I mean, they're probably in their 80s? Early to mid 60s. They were right above me. Like, I didn't have to fight them because they were probably 3 years older. Yeah. So 60s.
So Golden Gloves is based off of weight and age.
Age.
Right?
Just age.
Just age.
Yeah.
Really. So you might fight someone 20 pounds heavier than you?
No. No, you wouldn't do that. But there's a silver gloves that there's a certain age cutoff, and it's Golden Gloves. But there's weight classes in boxing just like wrestling. And they're not the same, but it's the same concept. I fought at like 103. 99.
While we're on the topic of closed places, Dave in Fullerton says, Bill, the Loop River Inn in Fullerton is still for sale as well.
God, that's...
Would you consider that?
I'm going to look into it. If you can give me some pricing on that, that would be great. It's an incredible spot. It's right across the... It's right on the south side of the Loop River. Yeah, they used to have Blue Rock shooting out there.
Is that right?
Yeah, on a Sunday. How great would that be? Go out to the Loop River and shoot some Blue Rocks. Not bad at all. That's what they had. That was the big reception area too.
Really?
And people would have their receptions like that. They'd have two polka bands. One polka band would play just at the first reception, and then there would be that would be in the afternoon. They have a polka band playing. Then at night, you came back for a polka band.
Jeez,
also,
do they still do that? I wonder.
I would imagine
that sounds
so.
Like better times.
If you guys get a chance, I'd marry someone from Fullerton if you can to try to get into that double polka band situation.
There's got to be some gals there.
I would think so.
Single gals from in that area.
It's possible
Fullerton Tinder to see if we can get ourselves invited to one of these weddings. It would be great. But I've been to several weddings at the Loop River Inn at receptions and stuff. It
what
was
do
big.
What do trees call a dating website?
What?
Timber.
On that note, the spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.